Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. Yesterday, we finished our summer-long series together in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. This chapter has 20 verses, and we covered each one, some in more depth than others. I hope this passage ministered to you and you found comfort, conviction, revelation, something that was new to you or that you had not thought of before, and joy in reading it and studying it along with me and all these other listeners. I would enjoy hearing from you as to what impacted you, what Revelation 1 now means to you. Email me or send me a note via the post office. All my addresses will be given later. And if you missed our time together or would like to listen again, that's easy. Just get online and go to godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. And right on the homepage, you will see a list of every day's podcast. Listen right online or scroll down to the bottom left-hand corner of the homepage and click Subscribe to Podcasts. This way, you can download them directly to your mobile phone or tablet. God Is can be heard via iTunes, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. Please do subscribe. This is convenient and requires just a few clicks. godisministry.org. While you are on the website, click the emoticons at the top of the homepage for Facebook and Instagram. Like and follow our pages on those social media sites. And leave a comment on our posts. You can also contact me via the website. All of these resources exist for you, so visit today. godisministry.org. For the remainder of this week, I would like to leave you with some of my own personal reflections on what stood out to me from Revelation chapter 1. Of course, there is a lot I could say, but fitting task to time, let me begin. And I want to remind you that in Revelation 1, we meet the risen and ascended Christ Jesus. The Apostle John wrote the Gospel according to John, in which he largely described the human life of Jesus. The humble, and at his death on the cross, even the humiliation of Jesus. And the Apostle John wrote the Revelation of Jesus Christ, in which he describes the risen, ascended, and exalted Jesus. This is the heavenly life of Jesus. Same Jesus, same John, but the Revelation is Christ from a different perspective, what Jesus looks like now, his heavenly life. And that is what we have discovered and uncovered in the days previous to today, in this, the final book of the Bible. We have seen the glory of God in the person of Christ. Jesus died, and then he was raised from the dead. Listen as I read from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 1 through 8. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. And as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again?" And they remembered Christ's words. "He is not here. He has risen." In keeping with his teaching, Jesus rose from the dead. The resurrection is historical fact and a centerpiece of the gospel. Christ is the risen Christ, and he is the ascended Christ. I'm turning one page in my Bible to Luke chapter 24 and verses 50 to 53. Same chapter, Luke 24, this time beginning in verse 50. And Jesus led the disciples out as far as Bethany, and Jesus lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, Jesus parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they, after worshiping him, returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. Sure enough, after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples, and when he had taken his followers as far as Bethany, he was carried up into heaven. This describes the Lord's ascension into heaven. He is the ascended Christ. The Lord Jesus is the risen and ascended Christ that we meet in Revelation chapter 1. The resurrection of our Lord is essential to who he is and to who we become when we are saved from our sins by his grace. Typically, the resurrection, written about in all four Gospels and repeatedly in the New Testament, this is only taught, only preached in most churches once a year, every spring on Resurrection Sunday, commonly known as Easter. But this was not so in the early church. Here is an exercise worth doing, but I will not take time to do this here. As time permits you, get a hold of your Bible and open it to the book of the Acts. In Acts, read the sermons of the apostles. Look, for example, at Peter's sermon on Pentecost, Acts 2. You will read of the resurrection of Jesus. Read what Peter preaches to Cornelius and his household in Acts chapter 10. The resurrection is front and center. And then, of course, read Paul's sermons. You will find that the Apostle Paul enters the synagogues and preaches the gospel, the emphasis of which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Beyond that, Paul sets off on his various missionary journeys, and the gospel is declared again and again with the resurrection emphasized. Friends, there never was a sermon preached in the early church in which the resurrection of Jesus was not mentioned. And yet these days, many, many Christians wait for that once-a-year sermon on Jesus rising from the dead. This should not be. Resurrection Day is every day. The resurrection is the centerpiece of Christianity and the heart of the gospel. In fact, listen to Paul give the gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. This is 1 Corinthians 15, part of verses 1 through 4. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received, by which also you are saved. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures. That is the gospel, and you heard there, Christ was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, the resurrection. Now, why would the apostles and the early church and Christians put such a strong emphasis on Christ rising from the dead? The answer is multifold, but here is certainly a significant one. As Christ was raised from the dead, so too shall we be raised from the dead. Having been dead and buried, Jesus came back to life. One day we too will die, and we will be buried, and we will be brought back to life. Christ is our example, our model, and what he did, we shall do. Also in John's Gospel, at chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus says this, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. What he means is the only way to be saved from sin and to kneel as a righteous person in the presence of God is to follow Jesus. Notice the way he begins, "I am the way." You know, for the person who loves Christ, he is our way in all things. We follow him, leading us in the right way all the days of our lives. Where he goes, we follow. What he does, we do. What he says, we say. How he thinks is how we think. How he acts is how we act, or at least how we want to. What we desire to do. Well, likewise, he is our way out of the grave and into heaven. As Christ was raised from the dead, so too shall we be raised from the dead. I want you to capture this. As Christ was raised from the dead, so too shall we be raised from the dead. And I want to talk more about this tomorrow, but first let me make sure I connect this to Revelation 1. When I reflect on all we have learned about the risen and ascended Jesus, and sync that with the fact that one day Christians will be resurrected, our souls will be reunited with our perfected bodies, and we will enter the new heaven and the new earth to worship our Lord Jesus, it makes Revelation 1 very significant for me, for us. The Jesus described in the Revelation, this is who we will see. So John is giving us a valuable sneak preview of the risen and ascended Christ we will personally witness when we are the risen and ascended ones. My point is this. Revelation 1 makes me reflect on the resurrection. And I hope you will be here next time when I say more about what being resurrected means for us. Join me tomorrow because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.